It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is now a 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Terry, you've been on this show so long. I think when we first started, you were a one-year. No. We've been counting the years for quite a long time now. One of the things we want to talk about today is, once declared dead, the exurbs are making a comeback. What the heck are the exurbs?
I love that term.
Yeah.
That's the outskirts of the city along the outer edge of the suburbs. Those are the exurbs. And actually, you think about your own geographic area. You've got your city area, then the subdivisions, and then way out in the boonies where you find the agricultural area. Those are the exurbs. And those areas were hit really, really hard when the market changed. Hit harder, more so than the other areas.
So why do people move that far out from mostly where they work?
Well, basically, it's because of cost. It's so much cheaper to live further away. And, you know, the economists were thinking it was going to take a long time for that whole area to recover. They're now seeing that it's recovering a lot faster than they anticipated. And that's because the price of affordable homes closer to the city or in the suburbs is rising.
Yeah.
So they're going back out to those areas.
Yeah, in my neck of the woods, I live in Delray Beach, Florida. You know, you can go west and west and west until you
hit the alligators.
Exactly. Your neighbors are alligators. But west keeps getting redefined because what you thought was quite west at one time, you know, 3 years later is like, oh, I'm kind of central.
Now, you know, Central Florida.
Central Florida just keeps going and going and going. I guess it's the same in other areas too. You know, I remember investing years ago, and it was kind of an oil property that was going to be developed, and it was way outside of LA, and they were kind of waiting for all of the homes to be, you know, built up around LA and then out in the suburbs, and this would be the exurbs. Yeah, they started, and then came the real estate crash, and I didn't follow it after that. So that's what we're talking about. The further you move, the cheaper it is, but of course, you've got that awful commute. And I guess builders are starting to build in those areas too, so people don't have to travel so far.
That's right, because the land is a lot lower.
Okay. Let's change subjects here. I want to talk about a credit score. This, I think, is really important. You know, when it's time to look for a mortgage, people go online and they search for hours and hours and they see these offers to get your free credit score. But, you know, you and I were talking before, there's only one credit score that really matters. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the FICO score. And the reason why that one's important is because that's who Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the Federal Housing Agency's Veterans Affairs use to rate your credit. So if it's not a FICO score, it doesn't matter.
So you're giving all of this information to get a score, and they're going to keep that information for life.
That's right. If you go to these other sites and put in your personal information and to get that score, you know, it's kind of like this, Steve. If you buy a watch and it gives an exact time and then you buy another watch that gives you sort of the time, it's kind of the same thing here. You don't want to go to a second-rate credit place to get what you think your score might be. You want the actual number because that affects your interest rate. It affects whether or not you can get a loan. So it's critical to know this. And anyone, you're entitled to a free credit report. Everyone is entitled to get that. Now, what the credit report will do, it will tell you what your credit is. It won't give you the actual score.
Yeah.
You have to purchase.
Yeah, exactly. And that's frustrating. I remember going through that myself, going through the whole rigmarole of signing up and everything, and then I just got the report. I didn't even get the score. And that's what I wanted anyway.
Yeah, and it's important. I mean, there's certain things that you can do to increase those credit scores, so it's really important to know what it is and take a look at your credit, because if you buy down some of that revolving credit, it will increase your credit scores.
Yeah, but be careful. You don't want to do that too soon before going for a mortgage, because any changes in your financial situation, positive or negative, is going to affect that score. They don't want you messing around with that stuff
at all.
They don't even want people asking about you, you know, for whatever purposes to check out your credit. So be very quiet. Call that a quiet period. Now, there are a couple of different kinds of scores. We talked about the FICO. And the range, I guess, is the low, about 300 to 850 would be the best. What are some of the other scores?
Well, there's different companies. I mean, they have what they call consumer score, which is the Plus score, Trans Risk score, Equifax credit score, and Vantage score. And these are not genuine FICO scores, and the mortgage lenders just don't use them.
Okay.
It might help you, you know, purchase things maybe at Costco and Sam's Club, AAA, that sort of thing, but
Not your home.
Not your home.
So let's change subjects again. Is real estate headed in the right direction? Do people think that real estate is starting to pick up? Because I know Gallup did a recent poll. What is that?
Yes, and for the first time since 2006, Americans have an overall positive view on real estate, and they're giving the industry as a whole a 12% positive rating.
How does that rank relative to history?
Well, according to history, let's say back in 2000, you know, Americans viewed the real estate industry worsened from 2003 to the negative 40 range and plummeted by 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So to have a positive 12%, that's a big increase since 2008.
Yeah, so it was very positive in the early 2000s until the crisis, and then it plunged. And now this is kind of the first time in 2014 that we've seen it tick up at all.
That's right.
And okay.
We all know the reasons.
Yeah.
That the prices of houses came tumbling down, and then you had the housing bubble. But the real estate industry still remains below the average 24 industries, according to the Gallup.
Now, Terry, let's change subjects once again. If I'm going to try to pick an agent like yourself, what are some of the things I want to look for? What are the things I don't want to hear an agent tell me?
You know, what's really important, especially if you're a seller, you're interviewing agents or buyers, you first want to know that they care. There's an expression that says, it's more important to know that they care than know what they know. So you want to find somebody that you can trust. That's the absolute most important thing. And if an agent that you're interviewing seems more concerned about your well-being, what's best for you, and asking you those important questions, that's somebody probably that you can trust. It is important to know their success, the success of the company, because that gives them the backing. But really, you want to find an agent that you can trust, you feel comfortable with, who is putting your needs in front of theirs.
Well, you know, that's really the same for any kind of consultative selling that anybody does. But listen closely to what the agent is saying, because you expect them to list your house at a fair price, to give you an idea of when the house is going to sell, and to give you a very good idea of what it's going to cost. These are the things that you should know going in. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry, 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, located in Boca Raton, Florida, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.